First of all, I don't want to defend ourselves, but something which is very important to know, that the revolution, Islamic revolution, succeeded not as the ideological efforts of the people, but as the belief of the people. And we were not prepared for it. We were not prepared for it, and it was not an intellectual revolution. From the beginning, when revolution succeeded, we should have had priorities. What are the priorities? Despite the fact that it was a cultural revolution, we came to the conclusion that we have to put all our efforts to protect it and to establish a political system and run the country after the revolution. Believe me, I met Imam Khomeini 4 months before the revolution in Nofele Chateau. When I asked him about the revolution, he said, "We are at the beginning of our work." Even Imam Khomeini didn't believe that 4 months later the Shah would go. Completely remember when I asked him about it. And they thought that we still have to fight at least 10 more years. But suddenly, the Shah system collapsed. When it collapsed, nobody knew what we have to do. Where are the cards? Where are the people to run the country? Therefore, anybody from anywhere, they could find to put governor general, minister of offices, and so forth. And we have to spend all our cultural and religious scholars in the political system as executive directors. For example, you see Mr. Hashemi Rafsanjani, all the ulamas, Ayatollah Khamenei, and others. They should not, if we have had enough intellectuals, the non-religious intellectuals, to run the country, they would not come to the power to become president, to become prime minister, to become different executive powers. But we were forced. And one of the most important damage we had, because we gave the priority to the executive power of running the country, and almost all resources we had, we spent on executive power. For example, myself, immediately when I came from the United States, they put me on governor of Khorramshahr, governor general of Sistan Baluchistan. And until 12 years ago, we didn't have any chance to work on educational and cultural affairs. Still, we have this problem. And still, we have problem because, and especially mainly our intellectuals were Western oriented. They wouldn't be helpful for us to give the country to them. We gave them to the country to them in two other movements, previous one, in the constitutional movement, in the oil nationalization. And we were defeated because the ulama thought that it would be better to go to their mosques and let the intellectuals to run the country. And they betrayed the country and gave to the Westerners. This time, they didn't want to repeat the same lessons. And therefore, we spent a lot of time. But at the same time, the demands is huge. beyond our capabilities, frankly speaking, beyond our capabilities. And therefore, if you will see that there are shortcomings, the shortcomings is not that we are ignorant of those demands, because we are unable to meet the requirement, global requirement. That's the main problem. For example, whenever I am teaching Iran, Iran, Islamic Revolution, and U.S. foreign policy, I could not really introduce an alternate in the university. Therefore, I have to spend a lot of time on it. And we work hard. 5 years ago, I had an open heart surgery. The doctor told me that you should not work more than 2 or 3 hours a day. But still, I'm working 14 and 15 hours a day for that. But still, we have problems. We are trying to do that, but we cannot. We cannot do it more than what is our capability. Since 12 years ago, I did not accept any executive position, because I believe that I have to be in the cultural area, and therefore I could publish several books. I am teaching, I am making speech, going around, making research, and all these kinds of things. There are some steps taken, like for example the institution which right now has been established in Iran, but still the demand is huge.